thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Come on. There you go.
Yeah. Bring it on. KCNR.
Yeah. Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live. I'm glad to see that you're back in the saddle.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
Who recharged his battery?
Who charged it?
Yeah. Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Hi, Nigel.
It is whatever day it is, and it's kind of
Monday.
Cold.
It's Monday.
Monday.
February.
Good morning.
17th.
17th.
2025.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Nigel.
James.
And Jason.
Jason, you're alive.
I'm alive.
Listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I love your deep voice.
Yeah, thanks. Mm,
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Are you? Are we enjoying the in limbo weather?
Limbo.
Yeah, what is it? I just saw, was it tomorrow rain maybe? Or and then one day, and then it's supposed to be dry for
sunny
a while?
Again?
I don't know. It says cloudy for a long time, yeah. So,
don't know about you, but I'm ready for the...
The heat?
Yeah.
Ugh. You are?
Yeah. In the 80s, give me the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the sweat, cold.
I thought for real that we were really close, but I may have to take you out.
Yep. No, I'm ready.
If you're doing those kind of dances at night, trying to bring the heat. No, thank you.
What kind of dances are they?
We have with us a returning guest.
Yeah.
But you may want to put that thing in your face right there.
Dirty.
Yeah.
The microphone.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
I'm very glad that Jason is not a client of yours at this point. It was kind of close.
It was
North State. I don't know if it's been a little dry spell, right? Yeah. The carcass.
Yeah. I got it.
Gets cold and sticky. He almost went out. You got sick.
I got sick, yeah. But I'm the man now.
But you know,
you were really sick.
But we all got sick. We all got sick from the diseased little rat named Spencer.
Who? Yeah, Spencer was the carrier. What does it count? Patient one.
Zero.
Zero. Patient zero. Zero patient whatever.
And we all got sick, and some got really sick. He was really sick. A couple people were really sick. Yvonne and I got sick, but it wasn't outrageous. But you got really sick.
Yeah.
That was a doozy.
That was a doozy. Yeah, I've taken my boxing away for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you really slowed down on probably all your work and posts. You actually
did you get a will made?
In bed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're on the rebound.
I'm on the B-bound.
B-bound.
Yeah, B-bound.
Mm-hmm.
Be real.
Buzzing around?
Buzzing around.
All right. Mr. Ryan.
Hello.
How goes it?
It goes. I've returned from the graveyard.
Thank
God. In your case, that's literally.
You notice I crossed myself.
I appreciate it. Confessions later.
Yeah.
Confessions later.
So, well, for those who don't know, Ryan, why don't you, you are the, well, I know you as the tour guide at Reading Memorial, but you're actually are you technically the undertaker?
At this moment, I'm a funeral arranger. I do have several licenses in the industry, and so undertaker is a good fit for me because I can do all the jobs.
What is the definition of an undertaker? I don't even know. You just hear the word, and you just know it had dead people in cemeteries and stuff, but what do they do?
Undertaker would be the person who undertakes that job for the family. So, when you used to take care of your own loved ones, your own deceased.
And is it truly just meaning that you're undertaking the job? Okay, so that's just a kind of a play on word, because I'm like, undertaker is a name, like it had something, but you're undertaking the process of helping somebody bury a loved one.
That was a good wrestler,
Or the process,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it,
Digby Odell was the friendly undertaker from The Life of Riley, that old radio program, and so I relate to that character as well. A little bit of fun, not all undertakers are stiff, and so...
No fun intended.
I hope not.
All undertakers are not rigged.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Rigged.
Okay. So, Reading Memorial is kind of a landmark here in town.
Yeah,
it's the oldest cemetery in Reading proper that's continuously operated. Mm-hmm. So,
how long has that been?
Since 1879.
1879, that's a stretch.
Yeah, April 14th, 1879, they official inception.
Interned.
Yeah.
Their first.
There was a few, actually, that were buried previous to that, but they bought the lot.
And so do you have the first person that was buried there, all that? You guys have that?
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have the written ledger of that.
Wow.
A cemetery was moved where Biggin's Lighting used to be. Some of the changes.
Oh, that's, right there,
South Market, some people were moved to the cemetery, so.
That used to be a cemetery right there in the front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right there in front of
exactly.
Lulu's and all that area, that going up that hill, that plateau right there, is that correct?
That is correct.
And that was a cemetery?
Yep.
Yikes.
I knew some history. Yeah. I got that.
Lulu's is sitting on burial ground?
Well,
close proximity.
Yes, it's fairly close. But.
We're going to say that everything was cleared. So,
they didn't miss anything. We're not going to have any poltergeist moments.
There's
nothing
to see here.
Well, that could be good marketing, right?
Definitely good radio.
It's good radio conversation.
Okay, so people will move from there to there to Reading Memorial.
And so you'll see some, if you're really paying attention to some of the markers, you'll see
some older.
And so, that without knowing the history kind of convolutes what one might think. But 1879. And so some older markers, but they were buried there.
In that kind of a situation, when was it? When was the move done? Do you remember what kind of roughly the years?
I forget.
Okay, that's fine.
I know better when Kennett was moved.
Yeah.
So we ended up with quite a few folks from that.
Kennett was the town underneath. Well, now it's underneath
400 feet
Shasta Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless it's 1977 or a couple years ago when we had those major droughts.
Major droughts when everything started coming.
So my question is, if you go to move a cemetery like that, is it written in fine print that if it needs to be moved, it can, or do you have to get permission from every person's family to notify them that their loved one has been relocated?
I'd hate somebody to show up to Lulu's and be surprised.
I think it depends on the era, but typically written notice would be appropriate. Way back when there was less regulation, of course, people just did things and asked forgiveness, not permission. But if we were to do that today, we would send out written notice notifying. We wouldn't necessarily be asking permission. Mm. If it had to be done for
whatever
eminent domain purposes or otherwise, you would just notify, re-permit the new area and call it a day.
Because I always drive as it down I-5, and then when you're getting right into Anderson, kind of right before you get off the freeway going to like the Walmart exit or whatever, there's a cemetery that's over.
That's the Anderson Pioneer Cemetery.
Yeah, and that thing just seems to be getting more and more encroached on by industrial and stuff, and I keep thinking, I wonder at some point if they're going to move all these people.
They may. It is pretty close to the railroad tracks as well. There's a lot of unknown people that are buried in there as well. I mean, they know that they're buried there, but they have no idea who they are.
Who
so they
are.
Would just be forced to move them. And, maybe post a notice in the legal section. Yeah, I want to say paper, but in some sort of legal section of something that people could see.
When did you decide to become an undertaker?
Honestly, seventh grade. I went to I went to a career day with a mortician.
That was it.
That was interesting.
I did other things.
That makes a perfect story, though, right? Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of somebody like Friday or something, the Addams Family. All of a sudden there's this thing that happens in your life, and you're like, this really winds my clock, right?
This winds my clock.
and the interest was there, or I wouldn't have signed up for it, but I was also hoping for an easy kind of day was the thought there. Like,
how hard can it be?
Or some of the other career day things might have been more work, so I was kind of lazy. But I really enjoyed
it. You're honest.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I was taken from the moment he started kind of discussing the business and all the facets. And if you want to...
I have no desire, right? But, I mean, I have to be honest. It's very intriguing when I watch stories or I see stories or I hear stories about, that whole industry. It's very interesting. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a job shadowing and just experiencing it all.
Well, it's never ending.
No, true. Yeah, you're guaranteed.
And, and depending on where you go with it, you know, if you like paperwork, you can do only paperwork. If you like manual labor, you can do that. If you like clinical, you know, and sort of a pseudo grief counseling type of moment, I mean, people really do get a valuable service from that moment. They have their utmost faith and confidence in you at a time when they need it the most. So
that part of it's, I mean, to me, is that's the intense part, right? Because you never know when people just need a shoulder.
Hey, so let's take our first break, and then you're about to be famous, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought my pen and paper for my autograph.
Well, let's take our first break.
I want an autograph,
and we'll be right back with Ryan the Undertaker.
All right.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Come on.
And we're back, Shasta Live. Good evening.
Shasta Live.
Yeah. February 17th, we are here with Ryan the Undertaker.
Ryan the Undertaker.
I love it.
Yeah. probably the last person. Well, I was going to say the last person you see, but that's not true. Anyway.
That's the last thing you need. That's the last thing I need. Okay? What are you guys talking about?
I'm the last Spend one a whole that radio. Sees you, but you have not seen me.
That's right. Okay, so seventh grade, you decided, that's it for me. Dead end. And, so was, seventh grade, was that the first time you saw a dead body?
Yes. Yeah, and then, you know, frequently after, but no. It slowly gained momentum, so, you know, people in my life would pass away, and I'd have a little bit of experience.
You'd get excited? You'd be the only one excited. Smiling?
No. Yes. No. Maybe.
Have you ever embalmed somebody? Yeah,
I had the opportunity to embalm for almost 6 years on a interim license, and so I have a little bit of education yet to complete, but I did get the opportunity to embalm for about 5.5 years.
About 5.5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, and school's not inexpensive, and so I sort of used that moment to my benefit to continue to do that job because I really liked it. And
do you need any type of medical degree to do embalming? I mean, technically, it's fully in and you know, like that's your primary business.
It used to be just that apprenticeship was all you needed, and you were an apprentice embalmer, and your supervising embalmer would sign off on it. And
I mean, I don't know what is involved in all that, but it seems like, you know, at first you might think that you need some medical background because of what you're dealing with, but then I realize you're not trying to save them; they're dead. So it's not, you know what I mean? Like you can't really screw up. I mean, I guess you could, but not in that sense. It's not like they're going to die. From your mistake.
No. It's a
So that
It can be fairly complex.
Oh, I can totally imagine when you're dealing with anatomy and the things that you have to execute, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. For mortuary purposes, a little less than, say, a medical style embalming. And so a mortuary embalming would be from death to disposition. So just preserving them well enough to get them through their services and then to their final resting place. Mm-hmm. And maybe hope that that preservation process continues to work. But really, you're just getting them through their service. Medical style embalmings tend to be for someone who may become a cadaver or other sort of medical training purposes.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah, you're embalming someone in such a way that they're going
last
to
last forever.
Last, yeah, for a very, very long time.
Because so, out at Shasta College, I've gone into the whatever room it was with my friend that was taking a class, and they were working on a cadaver.
And I just remember
thinking, this is so strange.
So I bet this is interesting. So I bet you could deal with people with how they deal with death in different stages. Being around that yourself for a while, you deal with people like they don't like being around it, so they won't even show up for the memorial service or whatever, celebration of life and others, right?
Yeah, that's true. Most people tend to fulfill their legal requirement with it, but, you know, we do have folks that get abandoned and other things because the family just never turns up. You know, sometimes that's maybe part of the grieving process, but more often than not monetary. You know, they don't want to pay the bill, so they just don't show up.
Yeah. How much does it cost to get buried there at?
Probably $500 to $50,000. It just depends on what you want.
Your low range is very modest.
This is very modest.
I'd say more like 12 to 20 is a good low average. But then, yeah, you could spend...
Even that's gone up.
You could spend $100,000 easy. You know, if you were so inclined with the type of burial space, mausoleum, you know... markers of a grand nature, that type
the
of
golden
thing.
Calf.
Yeah, you could get a golden casket, you know, that kind of thing. So,
all right. So, Redding Memorial, you do a tour there every second or third Wednesday.
Second Wednesday of every month.
And so, does somebody always come?
I've had like three times where no one showed up, and that's over like 7 years.
So it is a popular thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went the other day. There was a little group.
There was eight or so.
I don't remember seeing the invitation for that. Sorry.
It's every second Wednesday.
Yeah, it's an open invitation every second Wednesday, 11 a.m.
You get a tour, and there are some notable people buried there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Some historically interesting people. The first one... thought was interesting was it the builder or the designer of the Shasta Dam?
Yeah, the lead engineer of Shasta Dam, Frank Crow.
Mm.
And so Francis Crow, but his marker says Frank, so for these purposes, I think he preferred Frank. but yeah, lead engineer of Hoover.
Francis.
Lead engineer, like you said, of the Hoover Dam and the Shasta Dam.
Yeah, exactly.
Both?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Wow.
And he was asked to rebuild Europe after World War II because the completion of Shasta Dam was right in there. And he decided to retire. So he, you know, that wasn't on his list of accomplishments, but he was respected. So,
Who are some of the
gigantic piece of concrete that he had?
At one time, it may still be, but Shasta Dam was like the fifth largest in the world for cubic feet of concrete.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is his memorial, big just slab of concrete that looks like a dam or anything?
Rebar.
He's in a lawn crypt, so, you know, a concrete
vault.
Mm. So maybe like some who may have perished in building the dam, he is encapsulated in concrete to some degree.
Does anybody ever ask for mummification?
Occasionally it comes up, but I wouldn't know where to begin. You know, that's mostly dehydration. So
where did that come from, Mike?
Death and processing.
Is this are you putting in your request?
What's the longest you've had a body around?
And that's a good question.
Before you've had to deal with it. And what's the longest, you know what I'm saying, the process?
Yeah.
Over the remains. Over a year.
On ice?
Over a year on ice.
On ice.
Yes. On ice. Ice it down.
See, I thought that was interesting, yeah.
Refrigeration.
Wow. Refrigeration? Say,
please tell me that's just a term on ice, that there's actually refrigeration.
Well, at a time before refrigeration, I'm not exactly sure where on ice would have come from. I think it was more like a mafia term or something.
I got iced.
Yeah. Awesome. Because when they didn't have refrigeration, you were embalmed almost immediately after passing to slow down any sort of decomposition. And so, now we just embalm purely for traditional purposes. If it's your family tradition, kind of my father's always done it.
Mm.
That tends to be the folks that are still.
What's the ratio from open to closed, you think, casket-wise, for viewing or non-viewing?
It's about an 80 to 90% cremation rate. And then, so of that 10 to 20% that still does traditional funerals, maybe another 10% of that. So very, very small margin of open casket.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of gone away.
Yeah, California tends to be a lot more progressive that way.
Mm.
In the South, they have a lot of full traditional services still, and I mean Paul
Bear display.
Yeah. I mean, so often the way, even the ways that, like, so there, a casket is called a couch by how it's designed. So you have a half couch and a full couch. Right. A half couch is you can open up just the front half.
Yeah.
The full couch is its entirety open. Mm-hmm. So in, you know, East Coast versus West Coast, they're more of a full couch. You know, both lids all the way open. Make sure you wear socks and shoes or provide those for your loved ones.
So on a half couch, technically, you could be Pooh Bearing, right?
You just
wear a shirt and nothing else on the bottom.
Exactly. There's a drape there for modesty's sake, but...
That's probably what I'd like.
Pooh Bear me. Yeah, Pooh Bear me. Pooh
Bear me. Reading Memorial, some of the other interesting people that are... buried there?
So we have a famous clown there, Archibald Campbell, Archie the Clown.
Mm. And so, So that just took a real dark turn, because I'm not a huge fan of clowns. And then when you're talking about the cemetery
Pennywise.
On top of it,
Penny.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Pennywise.
Yikes.
I thought about putting some red balloons there for my tour, just because people would, you know, pop culture notice that fact.
That'd be brilliant, actually.
That would actually be really good. That would be
What you need to do is rig something so that the balloon is just flat on the ground, and then just slightly underground there's a pressurized tank or whatever. So when you get there and start talking, you just push a button and it goes,
and the balloon. You see the red balloon?
It blows up.
I think I can accomplish this task.
The original It.
I know.
That was scarier than the previous movies. Scary.
Archibald, what a name, too.
Clowns. Wouldn't you give us an intro into the Discovery Channel? Is it Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's happening there? How did that come about?
Why don't we take that at the top after the break?
Okay.
Let's keep people suspended. Suspended. Let's hang them by
Ryan,
the toes.
The famous undertaker. We'll be right back.
All right. You better second line. When I die, you better monkey shine. Take your time. You better put my coffin on top of the ball. Set the jukebox to play a closer walk. When I die, you better second line.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us.
Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm surprised you didn't play any Slayer music.
Hey, Slayer. Here we are, live.
There
KCNR.
All right. We're back, Shasta Live. We have Ryan the Undertaker.
I thought he would have queued up like the Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I was about to wonder if
the
Undertaker.
Yeah.
I was about to wonder if an Undertaker works on commission, but that's probably the wrong thing to ask. So, hey, Discovery Channel, tell us about that.
That's exciting.
So they visited us. Yes, they were in our own backyard here filming, and I was a big part of that. And
ooh,
so
how fun!
It took months and months to come about, but it did finally come about. 2 weeks ago, I think.
When does it air? Or are they still in post-production?
Yeah. So it can take a while, but it will be on the next season, the upcoming season of Expedition Unknown.
Okay. Expedition Unknown. What's that guy's name?
Josh Gates.
Yeah, so he was here in town and did a big thing at the Civic. I went to that. My friend got tickets.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
They offered me tickets so I could meet him, mm-hmm. like way before all of this transpired, and we had a little get together, a birthday party for my daughter that night. So
okay.
I didn't go, but
yeah. Still, I mean, cool. You get to meet him while you're doing the show.
yeah, exactly. And I also got to meet Parker from the Gold Rush.
Mm.
They did a little crossover mm-hmm. situation there.
Cross pro motion.
They. From what I understand, love that. Yeah. So.
So was he Gold Rush? Was he just taking people's fillings?
I didn't hurt his fillings. Well, for what we were filming on, subject matter being a treasure hunt and some lost gold, it seemed appropriate. And there was some gold amalgam that was taken in this stagecoach. And so, you know, he was a good segue to conversations about what that is, quicksilver, gold, mercury, and gold finds and things. And so they went to a location, and they gold panned him and Josh and things. And
you can't say much because it's not out yet.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So other stuff that's
gold's at an all-time high right now, so that would be good.
Yeah, that's exactly part of their timing, I'm sure, is that there's a lot of interest in gold at this exact moment.
Mm-hmm. See, I see him looking his. Do you see him looking his pocket for his contract?
Yeah, the contract.
His non-disclosure.
I see it.
Yeah, I'm like, they got to want a little bit of free publicity here, I'm sure. Yeah.
So did they enjoy, they came to Reading Memorial and you gave them a...
They did not. I mean, a lot of things changed along the way. So that cemetery wasn't ever really a point of interest for them, but some of the people in there were. Mm-hmm. And so they talked about Muletown Cemetery, which is out Shasta Masonic Cemetery on Muletown Road, because of how that fit into the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And
the gallows and the hangings and the whole nine yards out there, yeah.
And so
makes sense.
That ended up not happening as well. But
isn't that weird that they do that? I mean, and that's not uncommon. I have on my mom's side of the family. There's a lot of production, movie, television production, and all that stuff. And it's just strange how they can go spend so much time and money and focus on something, and then when it's all said and done, what they wanted to do is nothing that they were going to do, and it's totally something different. But that's how it rolls.
Hmm. Yeah. So aside from being the friendly neighborhood undertaker, I'm also a local historian. So I'm on the board with the Historical Society here, mm-hmm. the Shasta Historical Society. And so they were looking for an expert historian on this particular subject matter. And so that's basically what my title ended up being for the show.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm an expert historian. And so there are many, actually,
locally. You're deadly accurate with your history.
I try to be. there's always some sort of naysayer there.
Yeah, some kind of.
History is ever-changing, so that gets me out of that. You find new material that proves me wrong. Well, I was operating under what was historically true at the time.
There's a pause there.
Yeah.
I am noticing that, I'm realizing that the history here in this area is quite interesting, and I think it's more varied than people even realize. There's some interesting stories around here.
There are. Not just from those famous folks that are buried in Reading Memorial Park, but the amount of gold that was moving through the area. Shasta was the queen city and called such because at one time it was larger than Los Angeles. And so, you know, most people don't realize that this sort of ghost town that's right west of us, it was actually bigger than Los Angeles.
At the time, that's crazy.
At a time, yeah. It was 1850s, but
still. At one time, it was bigger than Los Angeles, Shasta County was?
Shasta
the town of Shasta.
The town of Shasta.
Yeah, just one town.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, too, and I didn't know that until fairly recently, Shasta County is one of the original counties of California, and it was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave a lot of land away. Mount Shasta used to be in Shasta County, and we gave all that to Trinity, and then a bunch of land to the south of us was given to Tehama County. But Shasta County itself was, I think, almost twice the size as it is now.
Yeah, Siskiyou County, too. So, we gave away parts of our county so that
I meant Siskiyou, I think, maybe. I don't know if it was Trinity as well.
We gave Trinity.
It's okay.
Siskiyou,
we didn't correct you.
Yeah. Okay. No, you were right, but also.
All the above, Nigel.
Yeah. All the above.
So, yeah, I think people forget that fact, but we're still in this kind of opportune situation to be the largest city between Sacramento and Oregon.
Yeah.
And so our populace will continue to grow. We're diversifying and beautifying and all those things.
Okay. But then we might become, you know, the state of Jefferson or the greater state, or what is it, greater Idaho?
Well, I think we would probably already have a state of Jefferson if it wasn't for certain facets of that, you know. But it's like two of the three requirements to make that happen have been met, and it's kind of that last one that slows us down. But, yeah.
Is the Old Oregon Trail part of the original Old Oregon Trail, or is that just landmark or a road out there? I know there's Immigrant Trail above us, right? That was part of the Great Migration Trail.
Is that the one that comes through Haas?
Yeah. That
parts of it are part of the original Old Oregon Trail, as many are. So roads are just continuing to be built on top of other roads is typically how that tends to go. And so if it was named after something, then it was probably at least the majority of it's the original road, just paved or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, how can people reach you? Well, I guess they just show up at Reading Memorial, second Wednesday,
what time?
Every month, 11 o'clock, rain or shine, and you get dressed for the occasion, which is kind of cool.
I do dress in semi-Victorian, mostly Victorian.
Oh, I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to be like in an Elvis suit or something.
I do the ginger Elvis.
I was told it's kind of a steampunk.
Ginger Elvis.
Steampunk style.
Ginger Elvis. I love that.
Not being able to see me here on the air, not the right color hair for Elvis truly. I still could pull it off, I think. Mm-hmm. Younger.
Yeah, a younger Elvis.
All right.
And skinny.
Yeah.
So before we transition into, looks like we have a full house there.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Is there anything else that
nobody's
you would
coming.
Like to...
Now there's 50 people.
Like to impart on the unsuspecting crowd of Northern California?
As I move closer towards a possible air date, I'll plan on returning and kind of announcing that and being able to share a little more details and things. And
yes.
And so...
We'll stop promoting the tour a little more because I think that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if those folks do come on the tour, I do give out my contact info at that moment.
Every second Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, and you covered my tour there. Mm-hmm. Reading Buzz did, and that was really well received. And so I always appreciate your following.
We'll do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I already have a full moon tour on the books for October 7th. So.
Full moon tour. Is that when you wear your backless jeans for the tour.
Yes.
Okay.
Angel flights.
On that note, James is back in
Zelda. Are you talking about the moon? Moon, like
the moon.
The moon. Thank you very much. We'll take our last break. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on.
Thanks
for having me. Appreciate it.
He's my neighbor, so I get to see him once in a while. So and, I'm walking my dog.
Speaking of the circus, we'll bring the circus in right now.
All right.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
We're back. That was a tough transition.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Like we're trying to bag.
Jason, are you out of here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
It's like Jay, trying to wrangle a bag of cats.
Jay.
Okay, so we go from death to food.
Mm-hmm.
And from death to food, right? So in preparation for this particular transition, I did make a list of some of the more noteworthy last meals of inmates before they croaked.
Oh.
Remember Timothy McVeigh?
Uh-huh.
I do.
So his last meal was 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, well, it was. Wow. He's a cold-hearted killer and he wants chocolate chip ice cream?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, mint. Oh, that a case. Oh, yeah.
That's all the difference. Remember the Creepy Crown? Creepy speaking of clowns,
yeah.
Creepy clown John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, yeah.
He ordered a bucket of original recipe KFC, a bowl of French fries, dozen fried shrimp, and a pound of strawberries.
Wow. Boy, they give him that many choices?
And then he was executed by lethal injection.
How soon?
Anyway, guys,
that's a
how's
whole
it going?
New three hots and a cot. Yeah, each has to
how, here. How long do they get to process it? Like, does the medicine doesn't
think
make
like 10 minutes.
Throw up? Yeah. I throw up.
Spencer, Juan, Larry, who's in the room? We have Polar Refrigeration.
Yes.
Yes. My good friend Ryan, he's actually a corporate sponsor on Eat Shasta.
All right.
And he handles probably, I would say, a good 80% of the restaurants in the Reading area and does all the refrigeration, HVAC, if your units go down.
So
he does them.
So is he the one that's keeping you from getting typhoid or something?
Yeah.
Just
well, all your food going bad.
Yeah, I want them. I want them.
And also, third generation. So.
Yeah. So you've got coolant in your blood.
Yes.
Are you the ones with the white trucks?
We used to have the white vans, yes. Not anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Used to. All
right. It's very directional. You got to get up on it.
Oh. Hello.
Where are you located?
In Reading. Reading.
Well, I know that.
I go 3 hours all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so... You're the one that comes in when the fridge comes, the walk-in goes down.
24/7, I'm there.
In the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. I call you, my walk-in's down, I'm a customer, you're used to my unit. What is that?
You want to be on ice?
What kind of turn are we talking about?
Within the
on
hour.
On average.
Half hour.
Half hour? Yeah. And typically, what's the majority of the problems with those units? A compressor goes down?
Overheated compressor, probably just start component, something real easy.
So you can look
at it. I can have it fixed in now.
You have a good inventory of parts?
Yes.
He's got a lot of parts.
I got a lot of parts.
You got pieces and parts?
A lot of tools.
Yeah. And is it pretty standard? I mean, are most units, even if they're by different companies, follow a standard of building things out?
Yeah,
so
you go down a list of operations, you just narrow it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you'd have to keep a lot of parts because there's a lot of vacancy, you know.
There is, yeah.
More and more are you seeing that these are all being installed cheaply by Chinese companies? Versus
it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
I was going to say. No. I got to imagine. No.
Nobody can afford the American stuff.
I know. It's true. I mean, even when I had my little store, when I went to go get my ice cream, you know, thing, and it was like, oh, this, we're all made in America. And I was like, that's the one I want. Yeah, $18,000 for a six thing of ice cream. And then I could buy one that was made overseas, and it was five.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably will replace it 10 times.
Yeah.
But you don't know that, or you don't think of that when you're first doing.
And a lot of my customers, 20 years, I've been doing the work for 20 years, so
yeah.
Everyone knows me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really does the work for most people in town.
Hmm. So if I look you up on Better Business Bureau, we're not going to see any black marks.
It should be me or my dad come up here.
So that is one of the foreseen expenses for restaurants.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Unforeseen. 105 in Reading, your cooler goes down. Your walk-in goes down. Freezer goes down. Who are you going to call? There's only, like, I think, three or four of you guys in town, so it's not like we have a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you're probably busy all the time.
All the time. All year.
Yep.
Yeah. That's one of those business niches.
That's
here
why
in
he,
town
that's why he pulled in right here. You see his car right there?
Oh, yeah.
He drives the Ferrari.
Ferrari?
Yeah. Big money.
Yeah. Yeah. He's third generation, and his dad left him the company, and he's...
So most of the stuff that you're doing, though, is indoors when you're doing repairs?
A lot of it's on the... I'm on the roof.
Oh, you're doing it on roof, too.
I'm in the attic. I'm everywhere.
Ugh.
No.
Did this start as a kid? Just
I started when I was a little kid with my dad and grandpa in a sheet metal shop. So I started when I was young. I've been working with my dad since 2006. And then he passed away a few years ago. But,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not usually the way what you want to inherit.
Do you know Ryan?
Company.
No.
Have you met Ryan?
No. I met him on the way in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably
They probably have refrigeration. The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do you do the refrigerations at the hospitals and
I used to, yes. Shasta Regional.
The morgue.
Yep.
Here, see, this is how we just tied it all back together.
I was trying. I was teeing it up, Jack.
Yeah. So, wow. I never even thought about that, right? There's different layers of refrigeration that is needed.
And food service. You don't forget food service, yeah.
No, that's a huge one.
So it's one of those things, you know, each Shasta is a
taking care of the restaurants.
My kids work at Dutch Bros, and it's like amazing how many times their walk-ins go down, you know, and then you see them all scrambling, pulling everything out, putting it in crates, running it to another stand to try to keep it all cool.
Everything breaks.
Yeah.
So each Shasta, how's it going?
It's going good. Larry's in the corner over here, but we're we're marching on. We're about to launch a
Oh, he just saluted. Should I say thank you for your service?
Well, today is President's Day, right?
It is.
Yeah, we're gonna about to drop an exclusive discount on the app tomorrow, as a matter of fact, so stay tuned for that. If you haven't downloaded the app, do it.
Do you want people to show up for that?
I mean, it'd be, yeah, we should have like
a... aren't you going to be doing something?
Yeah, what is that, the flash dance, or what do they call it?
Flash mob?
Yeah.
No, flash dance. Look at you. You're always about pulling the chain and getting water poured on you and taking your clothes off. I mean, jeez.
Wow. And you just dated yourself. Flash
mob. Yeah.
Like, I had to go away.
Apparently. Yeah. I mean, Juan's even here. He's gonna show up.
Juan remembers. Remember, it's this move.
This is the radio.
Yeah, they can't see you.
Oh, they don't have to. That was for you. That was for Juan.
He's rethinking his partnership.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? We're not a corporate sponsor anymore. You know? No, but we have Polar Refrigeration on there as a corporate sponsor. And when I had my restaurant here in town and had a few others, he would go out of town and take care of us. And he took care of Sakata very well. So we thought it was fitting to bring him into the Each Shasta family as a corporate sponsor. And work with a lot of our restaurant partners, but it turns out he's already doing business with literally 80% of them. So
yeah. He already beat you to the punch.
Yeah,
almost.
Now you need him. He doesn't need you.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're all friends, and again, we're taking care of the community, and we're taking care of our small family-owned, locally owned businesses, and he's third generation, and we're friends, so it's fitting that we all kind of keep...
It's a brilliant relationship, though, really, right? Because, I mean, you do... Keeps everything that
he calls me, I'm
they're
there.
Doing is in business.
Yeah, and I mean, a customer of our, somebody that's on the app, we reached out, said, hey, they need a new AC unit, and he showed up, and now he's doing a whole refrigeration and AC unit for him. So it goes kind of hand in hand.
Yeah. Jeez, that's cool. I need to get my bedroom converted into a walk-in.
I can do that.
Because I'm always hot.
Minus 10, I'll get you minus 10 there.
Yeah. Secondary storage for Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the hookup. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, I do. I do residential as well.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it's not just, it's just not, it's everything.
I do everything.
Is anything that has to do with
everything.
He specializes, though, in the commercial realm. Well, like, I mean, but he's going to have your niche, right?
Yeah. I'll do houses. I'll still do houses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're BA, man, because I am like, I can't imagine in the summer going on anybody's roof doing anything for amount of time.
Oh, I remember 118 degrees I was up there.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. I throw myself off and collect, like, disability.
You seem like the kind of guy that would actually enjoy that, though. You were probably up there just whistling away.
I could live in the desert.
He was. And you know what? So a lot of people don't know this. He's fourth generation. He's got a little boy, single dad, raising his son, and he will bring him up wherever he goes. He's always sending me pictures of him and his, what is he, five now,
old.
On the roof with dad, doing the stuff. It's
you
great.
Have him, like, security chained to your waist.
Yeah. He'll be ready.
Or is he sure-footed like a goat?
Oh, he's already helped me change the unit. He's good.
All right. Yeah. That's incredible. I love that.
Mm.
That's the best way to do it, right?
Yep.
They'll either learn to love it and become a part of it, or they'll go, heck no.
That's how I started.
Okay. Eat Shasta. So this is about food. Our last segment's always about food because...
Yeah.
Everybody loves food. Some of your favorite places to go eat.
Ugh.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, what do you recommend?
Cicada Cantina.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
That's the good old days.
That's a long way.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Over my dead body. But
I don't know. I can't name them. There's a lot of them I'm friends with. Colts on ice cream, best ice cream. You name it.
Yeah, you have to be careful, huh?
I don't
want to piss your cup. Yeah.
You won't get a phone call.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
Juan could say though.
Yeah.
What are some of the restaurants that have signed up?
You know,
recently?
As we've been kind of going through the meeting people and doing things, I think an underrated one is Lotus Thai, over by the Save Mart Shopping Center, and they're struggling a little bit, but they've got some good food, and it's a family owned business, and I think they've got something going. So if you haven't visited them, give them a try.
Well, that's partly just because it's new, and
it's super
you know, it's hard. I mean, that whole shopping center is packed, but people are blind when they're driving around, right? Because there's just so much going on over there that you're just trying to navigate all the people and cars that you're not really looking up and seeing. Because every time I go over there, I'm like, I didn't know there was a new Mod Pizza. I didn't know there was a Petco.
Well, it's a new shopping center, right? So you don't really know. You're not acclimated to it. But, I mean, we were
over
there
last week. Right?
Yeah. It says Lotus Tie in the building, so you don't really know if it's a restaurant. Nigel came over. He was generous enough to take some pictures for them.
We're
working on some marketing things. But if you haven't been in there, check them out because the
food looks
amazing. The food is good, and they've got some good family recipes. So, you know, give them a shot and see what you think.
Anybody
very
else?
Very cool. I was going to say, just for us real quick, there's going to be a little bit of our format change. Normally, we do this every Monday, and each Shasta comes in and brings restaurant stuff. And there's a program that's being built, and it probably will enact very quickly, but there's a lot of synergies going on. One of the things that will change is you guys will be taking over one spot a month that's just going to be exclusively with debuting restaurants that are within the app and sharing that instead of it being every single week because it's growing so fast there isn't, you know, people are going to be put off for months and months to get on the radio show as part of their benefits, their package. But instead, so we're just going to dedicate one show to that so we can, you know, have four people on at a time. So that'll be coming. So just letting people know. And you never know, there could be some really cool giveaways on that show.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know,
samples.
Samples, yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to mail out scratch and sniff cards so you know what we're talking about when we're eating.
Juan is bringing those.
Yeah, okay, great.
Juan, so, how are you doing?
Hey, Juan, yeah, let's talk about what you got going on.
I don't know if his mic's working.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Okay. Juan, what's going on? You got a few minutes.
Yeah.
What's up with the oil change world? I need to know.
You know, we still have our special through the Reading VIP Buzz card. So if you do sign up, you know, and register on their app thing, you can get an oil change for $19.95.
And for those who don't know Juan, we're talking about D&L.
Yeah, D&L Motorsports.
Yeah.
Yes. And that covers...
Well, that's an oil change.
Yeah, oil change.
Okay. $19.95. It's a good deal.
Because I do oil checks for free.
I do. All right. Well, I'll hire you. But yes, no, that covers the oil change for whatever car. It could be a small vehicle or, you know, a diesel truck.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy.
300 car locomotive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So where's your shop at? Because I know it's a little difficult to get to.
Right. So my shop is located off of Henderson. So best way to describe it, right behind the old Rayleigh's off Hartnell. So Riddick's.
Yeah, behind Riddick's.
Two businesses behind.
So you guys are watching that new huge super
yes.
center being built for, yes. what is it, Dignity?
The Pacific Cancer Center thing that they started doing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I
oil
do free oil changes for Teslas.
Actually, I would charge double for Teslas. Yeah.
Now the you know, the coolant
and Doge Doge is going to pay for that.
Yes,
that's the new program.
We'll make sure that they pay for it.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you know nowadays nothing surprised me if people.
My favorite are you see those posts and there's you know. Somebody at the gas station holding the pump looking for the hole in the Tesla.
Yeah.
They're like, where do I put this thing in? And you're like, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well.
All right.
Yeah.
So D&L and, you know, everybody is a Shasta County Chamber member.
Yes.
So let's not forget that
we have our
you
next,
guys are graciously putting us on this show.
Yeah.
So
we have
thank
our
you.
Next Shasta Chamber Roundup on Wednesday
at Dude's.
Dude's.
I can't wait. I'm saving myself for some fries, and hopefully they have tots or something.
Yeah,
burgers.
They got good stuff. So, all right. Well,
thank you, guys. 49 seconds left, North State, and thank you for listening.
49 seconds. Well, make sure anybody listening, you come out to the NorCal Spote RV Boat Show February 28th, March 1st, 2nd. Each Shasta will be out there, and we've got over 100 vendors. We've got Holy Crepe, Subarama, Charlus, and Sap House.
What? Forget about them.
Out
what about Spencer James Confectioners?
And the chocolate
There's
people.
There's going to be chocolate people there.
That's good chocolate.
Oompa Loompa Spencer will be there, so come see me.
Yeah, will you have your spray tan? You'll be orange.
Excellent.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much,
Good
North State.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.